This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam celebrates the living unity of India's many traditions while honouring their unique identities. In an op-ed published in many newspapers today, Mr. Modi said, "What can be a better place than Kashi to host such a Sangamam?" He said Kashi has remained a civilizational anchor from time immemorial, where people have come from all over the world in search of knowledge, meaning and moksha for thousands of years. Prime Minister Modi wrote that Kashi's connection with Tamil people and culture is very deep. He said it is in Kashi that Baba Vishwanath resides, while Tamil Nadu has Rameshwaram. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that harvest festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Mr. Modi said this while speaking at the Pongal celebrations yesterday, organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said that Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature.
वैसे मेरे लिए ये भी बहुत सुखद रहा है कि पिछले वर्ष मुझे तमिल संस्कृति से जुड़े कई कार्यक्रमों में शामिल होने का अवसर मिला. मैंने तमिलनाडु में 1000 साल पुराने गंगईकोंडा चोलापुरम मंदिर में पूजा की. वाराणसी में काशी तमिल संगमम के दौरान सांस्कृतिक एकता की ऊर्जा को पल पल उसके साथ जहां भी रहा मैं जुड़ा रहा मैंने उसे महसूस किया.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Earlier, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla chaired the meeting of the Standing Committee of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at the Red Fort in Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said the 28th CSPOC will serve as a key global platform to advance dialogue, innovation and collaboration in support of stronger and more effective parliamentary democracies. The polling has begun for 29 municipal corporations in Maharashtra. Voting is underway at 2,869 seats spread across 893 wards. The polling, which began at 7:30 a.m., will conclude at 5:30 p.m. A total of 3.48 crore voters are eligible to decide the fate of 15,931 candidates, including 1,700 in Mumbai and 1,166 in Pune. Counting of votes will take place tomorrow. Maharashtra government has declared a public holiday today for areas falling under the 29 poll-bound municipal corporations. Employers must allow employees at least 2 to 3 hours to vote, and action will be taken against establishments that do not grant the holiday or voting time. The 78th Army Day Parade is set to take place in Jaipur this morning. The Army will showcase its discipline, strength and modern military capabilities before thousands of spectators on Mahal Road in Jagatpura, where the grand program will begin at around 10 a.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will attend the parade. The United States has announced that it will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department said that migrants from these countries take welfare from American people at unacceptable rates, and they often become public charges on the United States upon arrival. The decision came after U.S. President Donald Trump said that no country can afford to take in millions of people and pay for their education and health care. Mr. Trump further said that his administration will not make any payments to sanctuary cities from the first of next month. The festival of harvest Pongal is being celebrated today by Tamil-speaking people all over the world. This is also the beginning of spring in Tamil calendar. Thai month brings about new beginnings in all aspects of life in Tamil society. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated host India by 7 wickets in second ODI match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot last night. The win helped Black Caps to level up the 3-match series with 1-1. Daryl Mitchell's unbeaten 1-3-1 knock majorly contributed to New Zealand's chase of 285 runs in 47.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.